tuition fee increases are nothing new, but students coming back to school this fall semester were greeted by a bitter surprise. There is a 15% tuition hike. And that's when the university youth decided to fight back and launched a local chapter of Students for a Democratic Society.
SDS has reemerged over the last few years because of the cost of tuition. They represent students and students' views, and they just want to try to help express those students' views, and they're an activist group.
There was a double major in Humanities and American Studies, Savannah Goodland. She said she is outraged about the tuition hikes, which inspired her to join the SDS at USF. Although just 2 months old, the movement has already made its presence felt on campus.
So far, we have we started a petition drive to get onto the student government ballot here with a referendum, which is going to be next week, October 11th and 12th. It's going to be a question on the ballot asking if students support repealing the 15% tuition hike. And we had to get the petition drive. We had to have 1,200 signatures. We had close to 1,400. And we collected those in a matter of a couple of weeks, just going around campus asking students if they supported that. And, of course, we got a pretty overwhelming majority of students who said yes, that they did support that.
While waiting for next week's ballot, SDS members encouraged students to defend public education by joining the movement during the protest. English major and SDS organizer Dustin Ponder said that action needs to be taken before the state legislature makes further budget cuts in its quest to privatize public education. The idea of education as a social right and not as an economic privilege is at the core of the movement's ideology.
So we can make tuition affordable for everybody on campus, not just kids whose parents have good jobs, whose parents are rich and can pay for them to go to college, but students from every economic background, every class, every gender, every race, every creed. We want everybody here to be able to reach and graduate from college and have a chance to excel. And we want this movement to defend public education for everybody. We think the values that this university embody, justice, equality, freedom, they go hand in hand with everybody having the right, you know, to go here.
Maria Jose Hayes is a mother of two and said that she has been struggling her way through her education and is concerned about how she will be able to provide for her kids without a college degree. Hayes is double majoring in political science and international studies. She spoke out during the protest and encouraged folks to get off their iPhones and pay attention to what really affects their lives.
I'm struggling, and 15% hike, I can't afford that. You can't afford that. Maybe some of you guys can who come from wealthy families or their parents have given them, I don't know what, bright future scholarships, whatever. But you know what? Eventually, that's not even going to cut it. And what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to take loans. Where do those loans come from? From the financial institutions that screwed us in the first place.
The group marched to the administration building to deliver the over 1,300 petition signatures opposing the 15% hike and ask for a meeting with President Judy Genschaft. But they were met by locked doors.
That's what they do. They want to hide. They're afraid to confront what's going on at the university because they know what they're doing is unjust.
But this did not discourage SDS organizer Ponder.
We're all here today for the same reason, because we can't afford not to be here. Again, our administration, led by Judy Genschaft and our board of trustees, they raised tuition. They colluded with the state legislature. And simultaneously, they're chopping funding to bright futures. So you got tuition going up and scholarship and aid going down. We're here today because we're fed up, we're sickened, we're pissed off.
SDS meets every Thursday evening at 7 in the Social Science Building of the USF Tampa campus. The student government referendum ballot will be held online on October 11th and 12th. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I am Alessandra Dapra.